What if? Hey! That'd be a great topic. Oh, I'm just figuring this one out. Well, we planted trees and other biodiversity or biodiversity around the amusement park in reality. What do you mean? What's going to happen? I don't know. Well, me either, but let's use our imagination and figure it out what happens. We plant those trees around the amusement park in reality. So before we go further, don't forget to click on the listener support link or button and share this podcast to your friends and family on any social network, including Mastodon. You can always support us via PayPal because we have our PayPal link on our website. If you can't support us, don't worry. Our podcast is free. Say you don't have to pay and pay and pay. And don't forget the Q&A and a poll as available to respond. So we get feedback from y'all right here on Spotify. Don't forget to add this to your playlist so you don't forget it. Because we get more plays if you share your playlist with your friends. If you're a Spotify user or any other podcast app user. We start with this fairground, assuming that merry-go-round is for everybody all ages, knowing that kids with you we ride this merry-go-round, but we're thinking of carousel, and I'm working carousel. Assuming this is Fairchild Fantasy's own amusement park. More people come right in by bus. The trees has the power to maintain mood. And of course, maintain the carbon levels. However, there's a 1,000 feet buffer. The sun rises. Imagine we have 250 trees planted or more. More people come to this fairground, and of course they play games, and their thinking is even better. But assuming the roller coasters are custom built, instead of going fast, it's more like a gentle ride to see all those plants and natural beauty. And unlike Disney World, This type of a theme park is like a hybrid with the resort hotels. And of course, there are shops and it can run during wintertime. Although, during rainy days, rain gets absorbed by trees because they absorb more water, recycling it back to oxygen during the day. Imagine it's springtime. The theme park gets ready for summer. The rides are tested, assuming gone through wintertime. This type of fairground has a hand wash station. It includes a petting zoo. However, more people are coming to this fairground because it's surrounded by trees, get more oxygen. Not just kids are on a merry-go-round or carousel, adults too. There's some adult riders this time. For the shops, there's less shoplifting incidents, and there's very, very less gun violence. There's very less racism, and of course, there's very less crime rates. As long as trees are taken care of, so they can last a long time. But this amusement park is on an artificially elevated land, like a huge mountain of some sort, with essential plants that prevent landslides. Down below is a corridor for animals to go through. This theme park uses open source music and other means to keep the revenue up. At night, the lights are brighter, but the rides are run more efficiently. The diesel-powered train that uses biodiesel runs more efficient because of trees. Sometimes parties are hosted for kids. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. During wintertime, when an amusement park is in a neutral position, it's simply used during wintertime when people run winter amusements. Because they're well designed to handle winter conditions, Their merry-go-round is inside a building, so it can run 24/7. The fairground is still being taken care of by people because wintertime is the best way to perform maintenance or amusement rides and ensure the well-conditioned for the wintertime. The windmill runs to provide electricity for the entire establishment. Ride operators operate rides with common sense. Sometimes kids leave home happy, sometimes kids want to stay. With all that shade from trees, causes the fairground to be cooler than thought. Hey, do you imagine something new? Why don't you leave a like to this podcast? And don't forget to share this to your friends and family. Would you rather have an amusement park surrounded by trees or surrounded by a hedge, and why? The poll is available.